Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and welcome to another edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Obviously, I have a guest with me today, Rochelle Richardson, the Senior Vice President of Exhibitions and Event Services at AVIXA, the Infocom show people. Rochelle, how are you?
Gary, I am doing well. It is so good to see and speak with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, hey, if I can stay healthy and we can ride the wave to Infocom that was created by ISC, I think we're all going to be excited. This is going to be a phenomenal show. But actually, we're not here to talk about Infocom. We're here to congratulate you and talk about an award that you just recently received from IAEE. And I'll let you tell them what IAEE is. But you received the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Impact Award winner after serving some time, a lot of time in helping them with DEI. Talk about, first off, who is IAEE? And tell us a little bit about what you've done with them.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you for the congratulations. I'm very proud of the work that I've been able to do, but not just singularly. I've worked in conjunction, of course, with the International Association of Exhibitions and Events. And I'm a proud member, and I've been a member for, gosh, over 20 years. And it's been an honor to serve on the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. I have also have been the recent past chair and have had the opportunity to represent our industry, but also the thousands of people around the world, right, that are we look to have and provide equal representation. People that are in underserved communities that have been marginalized, and bringing the opportunity for just to create equal opportunity around the world. And it's been my pleasure to be able to do so for the exhibitions and events industry.
Well, congratulations on the award. It is no secret that a lot of times convention centers are actually built in areas with a lot of underserved community. And I think it's interesting. I think that that dichotomy of bringing the business to those underserved communities, but also the fact that they don't attend those shows in a lot of cases, or they're not part of the industries that we're at. I think that this is great that this is happening, and it's, you know, echoing what's happening in a lot of different places. Obviously, the tech industry has taken a beating in the last few years over its lack of diversity. Our industry, I think, is actually doing certainly much better than it was when I got in the industry. It's got a long way to go. But I'm curious, you know, obviously you've been in a committee, you're serving sort of the association of trade shows in a way on DEI, and obviously Infocom is a show. I'm curious what kind of ideas that you, you know, thoughts you created or ideas that came out of that could be used in our industry, and sort of where do you feel like we're going and how we could get better at this as well?
Great question, and great acknowledgement to what's being done, but also the possibility of what can be done. And this is, again, just a passion. Being a female in across multiple industries, across my 30 plus years of being in this part of the business, it certainly creates an opportunity for a diverse group. And what we've been able to do is we created an education program of training to bring about just baseline foundational things that all businesses, all employees within those businesses, the workforce, workplace, should be cognizant and mindful of diversity and equity and inclusive language. Also, just baseline training, being sensitive to unconscious bias, to not marginalize individuals or stereotype, or using certain words that can be discriminatory. And so it's been very interesting to be able to bring forth this education as the chair working with the committee. We were able to introduce those trainings across the IAEE program. I'm also very proud to have started the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion scholarship. And so we issued our first scholarship last year in 2023 to a student going on to a four-year program at Howard University. And the intent, of course, is to be able to issue one or more scholarships on an annual basis. So I'm very proud of that. And we continue the efforts, right? We continue to bring visibility starting now at the high school level on the opportunity for not only just the exhibitions and events, but because I have the honor to represent audiovisual, I can also talk about audiovisual and integrated experiences being a part of AVIXA and bring visibility that these are two great industries that young adults have the opportunity to be a part of. And it doesn't take much. And so that's where just bringing visibility to all of the different companies, the different opportunities across the AV space, as well as the exhibitions industry, been able to talk about why it's so important that we are representing not just those that may live in affluent areas or certain audience demographics, but that we're able to represent Blacks and women, people of color, the LGBTQ community, Latino and Asian, Indigenous veterans and disabled individuals as well. So we've been able to really bring visibility and invite everyone to the campfire, to have a seat around that campfire so that we're inclusive of all. And it's very powerful to see also and hear a lot of the success stories that you're, when you speak to companies and when you invite such, or you have such diversity within your organization, it helps to improve the overall results within a company as well, because you're bringing so many different talents. And you're right, we are seeing improvement in our industry. I look at Infocom and our diversity across our stages. We have, of course, the Pass the Mic program. We also have a great turnout at the Women's Council breakfast, not to mention our diversity and inclusion, equity and inclusion events that we host at Infocom. And then we also have a lot of sessions about having AV be ADA compliant and why that is so important. And so we'll continue to offer that. We partner when we're at Infocom with the convention center. We have bathrooms for everyone. We make sure that there's clear signage throughout the campus. And we're also very mindful of having inclusive language so that we can appeal to a very broad audience. We're seeing more women than ever participate at Infocom, and we're seeing more women in the AV industry, which is also a big plus.
Yeah. And interestingly, AVIXA and Infocom are ahead of the curve a little bit on this. I mean, I remember back in 2021, you actually had an inclusion statement that you asked manufacturers to sign and integrators to sign about, you know, about equity in general in our industry, to committing to it. What you did last year at the esports is a good example of that, right? You include HBCUs as part of the esports program, and actually they were the ones that were competing on the show floor. And I think esports is actually a microcosm for sort of like a lot of things in our industry that can be solved, because I see the kids that are playing esports. They are a lot of times kids that are marginalized and kids that aren't athletes and kids that aren't, you know, the valedictorian, salutatorians of their classes. And that I think that whole thing, that whole concept brings them together. And of course, as you alluded to, the DEI work that AVIXA has and Infocom has a committee. And I think that it's really cool what you're doing. I still want to go back and congratulate you, because you're representing our industry in IAEE. And I think that's pretty awesome that we have that representation there from you. And it, you know, our show is kind of known internationally because of that. That's really kind of cool. But I'm curious, you know, for those watching, how can they get involved? What exactly do they do? Because we still only have a handful of women owners in our industry. We have even less people of color owners in our industry. Ultimately, this is not a two-year solution. How do we get involved? What Where do we turn to it at Avixa and on avixa.org, and where can we sign up and what can we do?
Well, good, great question. And I will just say this, Avixa has a dedicated page to what we're doing around diversity, equity, and inclusion. Avixa is very intentional. And I was recently asked as a part of an editorial coverage on diversity, equity, and inclusion for Black History Month by Trade Show News Network. What am I proud of that Avixa is doing? And so Avixa is ahead of the curve, and we are, again, intentional about what we're doing. We focus a lot of our efforts on that. We have a dedicated webpage. We encourage individuals, of course, to be able to sign, because we champion this. We encourage everyone to sign the AV Industry Pledge for Equitable Future, where anyone can sign up. But basically, you're making this pledge that by when you sign up, that you're committing to drive inclusive behaviors within your company. And that's really important. So typically, when someone signs their name to something, you're making that commitment. I know many of us, of course, within Avixa signed it as well, but you have the opportunity to be able to do that. I also encourage people that have spoken or presented at Infocom to get plugged in and pass the mic, encourage and welcome and bring in diversity for that next presenter at our event. Of course, we have selected many of our speakers for this year's program, but if you are involved in the community, invite others as well to be a part of that discussion. And then when you're at Infocom, of course, come and be a part of our women's breakfast Thursday mornings at 7:30. And then also come and have and sit around the campfire within our Avixa Exchange area live. They're on the trade show floor. We have a lot of live sessions as well on the technology innovation stage. And we encourage everyone to come and be a part of that, get plugged in. We meet in small groups. And then we have, of course, some large networking events. But there's plenty for everyone. More of our program will be announced, of course, over the next 14 weeks leading up to the show. And we just invite everyone to come and be a part of something big and something great. And I always say people may not necessarily remember what you say, but they will absolutely remember how you make them feel. So come and be a part, and let's make everyone feel really good about being a part of the Pro AV industry at Infocom this June.
I'm excited about Infocom in June for lots of reasons. Obviously, there's been great growth in our industry, and that's going to be exciting. But I also am excited about all the initiatives that you're doing. To learn more about Avixa, go to avixa.org, A-V-I-X-A.org. But also check out infocomshow.org, because that's where everything Infocom is, including all these educational sessions that Rochelle's referring to, and all the work and all the things they're going to have on the show floor are outlined there as well. Go ahead and register. And we actually have a free code. You can register using RAVE, R-A-V-E. That's easy to remember. And you get a free code to get in. But, back to what we started. Congratulations on this award. Thanks for representing our industry. And let us know what we can do more, because, obviously this is not going to be solved in a year or two. And as you were talking, it's interesting. I was thinking, even the terminology and the sort of what is considered social norms that shifts almost on an annual basis. And it shifts because of these types of initiatives. The things that we would do at an Infocom. I mean, I remember only 10 years ago complaining about large display manufacturers having content on their displays that was considered inappropriate, right? That nowadays they wouldn't even consider doing it. But back then, some manufacturers, it just shifts. And I think it's great that these kind of initiatives exist to sort of help old people like me get educated on what is normal and what is not normal any longer, but also to help the young people like Emily, who's producing this, come into the industry and do great things in the future. So thank you, Rochelle. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary. It's my pleasure. And I'm glad that you're putting the spotlight on this, because it really does make a difference. And it really does help to see for the young rising professionals to see that they have a place as well and can connect. And we, of course, encourage that. We'll have some programs for rising professionals, career empowerment. So we're looking forward to all of that and everyone being a part of it at Infocom. Thank you.
All right.
Again.
Well, look, we'll be there. We're going to cover it thoroughly, just go to ravepubs.com. If you want to see what we did last year at InfoComm, ravepubs.com/InfoComm. You can see all the coverage there. Otherwise, stay tuned, watch our social feeds and websites and stuff like that and shows that we're doing. Rochelle, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Emily for producing this. And we got lots more coverage. This is the barely scratching the surface of all the stuff we'll cover at InfoComm. We kind of just barely talked about it. But we're excited about the year. So, Rochelle, thank you very much for joining us. Everyone, thanks for watching. Ray, Ray, Ray. With Ray.